Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner. Well, this podcast, again, I don't know how many times I'll say again, but again, has to do with the single seminar we had in October. This question says, can singles be just friends? Is it dangerous? Does it lead to more? Well, my answer, yes, single Christians can be just friends and no more than that. It is not dangerous. It might or it might not lead to more. And I guess it depends on what more is. Anyway, well, for me, you know, having been in church for a while, I've seen a lot of strangers get married. So there's no friendship to the relationship. And relationships, marriage, you know, the friendship element is very, very, very important. If the friendship element is absent, things can get really boring. So I would say it's good to develop good friendships with people of the opposite sex. But about the danger bit, well, I guess it depends on the individuals involved. No brother or sister in Christ is your plaything, all right? You are a child of God. You are a new creation. And now you match to the sound of a different drum beat. You're not in the clubs. You're not in the world. You are in it, but you're not of it. So you can't be treating Christian sisters or brothers the way you just do stuff out there on the street. Okay? So a couple of scriptures here. John chapter 15, verse 19. I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. If you were of the world will love you as its own. However, because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of it, the world hates you. So more or less, Jesus is saying your values are nowhere near that of the world. If you come to Christ, you're not of the world. You're in it, but you're not of it. John chapter 17, verse 14, it says, I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Jesus was not of the world. He was in it, but he was not of it, just like we should be. A popular scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20, it says, run. A traditional version say flee. Run from sexual immorality. I'm reading the NLT. No other sin clearly affects the body as this one, for sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God has bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. We should not be loose like the rest of society if we call ourselves Christians. In closing, I just want you to remember some boundaries that would help you. Avoid sleepovers. In fact, don't do it. Don't lead people on. Please, you can be just friends, but be fair. Don't lead people on. Don't mess about people's hearts. I've said that in another podcast. Don't start acting like a couple when you're just friends. That can create problems for one party in the relationship if they're not feeling it. And you're all for it. Be open and be honest and talk about these things. And then remember, your body is not saved. So don't start touching each other inappropriately because you might get yourself in trouble. Your body is not saved. If your feelings are getting out of hand, run. Joseph had to do the same, although the context was different. He didn't hang around and rebuke. He left his jacket and bolted. And I'll say there are some times, because our body isn't saved, sometimes you just gotta run. Okay? I'll reiterate again, you can be friends. It doesn't have to be dangerous. And it might or it might not lead to more. And if you really love each other and you end up hooking up, well, there's nothing wrong with that, is it? But manage it properly. Pastor Olu, signing out. I hope I've helped you. See ya. Bye.